Hi there, and welcome to Strategies for Optimal Living podcast. I am your host, Frenetta Tate. On this podcast, I will share tips, tools, and strategies for living your most optimal life. You will learn how to more effectively navigate through life in the areas of your job, career, family, business, personal development, and leadership. Thank you for joining. Now let's get into it. Do you really believe that anything is possible for you, that you have the freedom to succeed in your life? You see, every successful person has gone through a process of personal reflection. You cannot fly high and be very successful without first knowing what you need to do, what is holding you back from doing it, and actually making it happen. Napoleon Hill, thought leader and author of Think and Grow Rich, was known for inspiring men and women all over the world with his philosophy of individual achievement. An excerpt of his story is that he saved up his money and bought a dictionary. He went to the word impossible in a dictionary and literally cut it out of the dictionary and threw it away. In his mind, impossible was a negative concept. Mr. Hill believed that there is nothing impossible to any man or woman who wants to succeed in life. The things that you aspire to do will be impossible if you have people and things holding you back. These hindrances affect the level of freedom you would operate toward achieving your goals. The work required for you to be free from anything that is holding you back is an investment of time coupled with willingness to shift and change. This is extremely important if you desire to prosper and succeed. To help you on your journey to freedom, there are three areas for consideration that requires honest and objective self-reflection. Number one, evaluation. Assess yourself. Your mindsets, beliefs, thoughts, and behaviors are drivers that have helped to shape you into the person you are today. It is important to assess the influence of these drivers in your life. You assess them by reflecting on whether they are helping you be your best or hindering your growth, whether your behaviors are self-sabotaging or self-affirming, and whether your thoughts and actions are aligned with your goals. Basically, where are these drivers driving you? You must honestly evaluate your life to put you on the right track towards your success. Ask yourself, what habits, actions, and decisions have I made that I know has been holding me back? Number two, identification. Identify your stuff. In this process of evaluation, you identify those things that are keeping you bound. These things can be people, places, or things that you have allowed in your life that have created barriers to your growth and development, literally preventing you from moving forward in your life. Your no-holds-barred transparency and honesty will afford you the opportunity to refine and improve in the areas that are no longer serving you. Ask yourself, what areas in my life are no longer serving me? Number three, action. Make a decision and take action. The journey to achieving and sealing your freedom so that you can reach your highest level of potential and success is wholly dependent on the decisions that you make. So evaluate, assess yourself, identify your stuff, and then take action. Make a decision and take action in your life so that you can be on the right road to the success that only you can define for yourself. Thank you for listening. See you next time. And may the good you do last longer than you.